am in my father's bower. Jock Randall is my name. You lie, you bonny boy, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only daughter, he has no other but me. You lie, you bonny lass, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only son, just lately come from sea. And she's put her hand down by her side, and out she's taken a knife. She's thrust it in her own heart's blood, she's taken away her life. And he has taken his bonny sister with a teardrop in his eye. And he's buried his bonny sister beneath the holland tree. And he's hied it over hills and dales, his father for to see. Sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? For it you need not care. There's old score hinds in yonder wood, and plenty more to spare. Four of these are silver shod, of these you may take three. But sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? For it you need not care. Take ye the best, leave me the worst. There's plenty more to spare. I care not for your hind, father. I care not for your fee. But sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. Oh, are you up your sister's bower, your sister fair to see? Then you'll think no more on your bonny hind beneath the holland tree.
And that was Deborah Cowan as a solo turn on the Bonny Hind from the album she did with John Roberts, Ballads Long and Short. And as we mentioned, she'll be at the Wakefield Me and the Coffee House on February the 27th. And I believe there are still tickets available, but you can check on her website or on the coffee house's website, and should be a fantastic show. She was kind enough actually to send me several of her own albums, and I am going to steal a few minutes from Between the Worlds to play a couple of tunes from this album, Among Friends, which was recorded live at the Back of Pipes Folk Club in West Yorkshire in the UK.
Sorry. This was a story of a strike that happened in Northeast Ohio back in the late 90s. Come all you fast food workers, wherever you may dwell, if you'll consent to listen, a story I will tell. Six young workers like yourselves all were compelled to go and labor for McDonald's in Macedonia. That's your part. Macedonia. 'Twas in Northeast Ohio this burger franchise stood. Like many such establishments, conditions were not good. Wages, they were meager, but by far the greatest woe was to work for Jerry Guffey in Macedonia. Jerry was the manager, a spiteful man was he. If ever you displeased him, his anger you would see. Foul names, shoves, and shouting, his curses, they would flow. He was the meanest fast food boss in Macedonia. Margaret, she was 66, she worked from need, not choice. One day she left a bag of trash out of its proper place. Jerry came upon it, his rage did overflow. The staff looked on while Margaret wept in Macedonia. 'Twas on an Easter Sunday, student workers made a vow. Abuse of youth and elderly no longer they'd allow. The six young workers left their jobs, their paychecks did forego, to walk upon the picket line in Macedonia. Brian Drapps walked out, Jamal Nickens, he did too. Josh Jones and Matt Casserly, they joined that picket crew. Steve Stearns and Heidi Schaefer, solidarity did show. They led the fight for dignity in Macedonia. From CNN to Leno, Howard Stern to NPR, the story of this fast food strike, it traveled near and far. McDonald's high executives, to save the status quo, brought in a crack consultant to Macedonia. Teamsters Local 416 came to the strikers' aid. These kids against your corporate might, an unfair fight, they said. We're here to balance out the scales, the company said no. We will not talk with unions here in Macedonia. At Route 8 and the interstate, these workers held their ground. They held aloft their picket signs as April rains beat down, till a Teamsters bakery driver, he dealt the final blow. He would not cross the picket line in Macedonia. The bosses watched in horror as the truck it rolled away. They knew it carried all the buns they needed for that day. While 20 cheering workers, all marching to and fro, saw victory within their grasp in Macedonia. Fair wages, paid vacations, better safety at the grill. In every point of bargaining, these workers had their will. And to a training program, Jerry Guffey's forced to go to brush up on his people skills in Macedonia. You've heard of labor struggles in Harlan's bloody mills, in Homestead, Flint, and Ludlow, and in Massachusetts mills. In April 1998, the history books will show how fast food workers held the line in Macedonia. Deborah Van Cleef. You guys do know what chowder is.
It's Sainsbury's.
Yeah, Sainsbury's. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar, makes you hear the oceans roar. If you sing that last line like opera singers, you'll make me very happy. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Makes you hear the oceans roar.
Oh, I gotta hear that again. You guys are better than the classical music audience in Chicago. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Makes you hear the oceans roar.
Jerry Mulligan came to see me, dropped his cap in the chowder pot. Put it on as he was leaving. Said, my word, it's getting hot. Said, my word, it's getting hot. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar. You don't need me. Come on now. Five fat shrimp behind his earlobes. Four fat squid with 40 toes. Six fat oysters. Eight fat scallops hanging from his hair and nose. Hanging from his hair and nose. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear. He turned to me as he was leaving. He said goodbye and he shook my hand. Just as a wave rolled down his shirt sleeve, left me holding a ton of sand. Left me holding a ton of sand. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Makes you hear the oceans roar.
Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, has anybody seen my shoe? Tony dropped it in the chowder, but I was saving it for the stew. I was saving it for the stew. Good fish chowder, good clam chowder, makes you want to cry for more. Fills you up from your tops to your toenails, makes you hear the oceans roar.
Makes you hear the oceans roar.
Right, you will do anything, won't you?
So that definitely gives a great idea of Deborah Cohen live in performance. And you can hear her February 27th at the Me and the Coffee House in Wakefield. It is 9:14. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And what do we have to play for you in this season of cold and ice over here? Well, we've got something from Canada coming up.
in a different time, but in a land our ancestors knew well, there was a king named Moth, son of Mathonwy, and he ruled rightly and well. But he had a very odd quality about him, and it was this, that in times of peace, he had no right to rule unless his feet rested upon the lap of a maiden, and there might be a mystery there. And as it happens, he was without such a maiden, and there is a story there, but I'm not here to tell you that tale. But I'm here to tell you this one. So, Moth was in this quandary. He was attempting to rule but had no right, for he was without such a footholder. But his nephew, Gwydion, son of Don, was perhaps best known as a, well, cunning bastard. And he smiled the smile as only one such as he can smile, and he said, "My lord, I believe my sister, Arianrod, daughter of Don, would fit your needs quite perfectly. You should have her summoned immediately." Now, there are many things I could tell you about Arianrod, but you should know this. Never was she the sort of woman who enjoyed being summoned by anyone at any time for any reason. But Moth, following the advice of his nephew, did just that and sent for her. And Arianrod, a queen in her own right, appeared before Moth, son of Mathonwy, as summoned, glaring all the time at Gwydion, her brother, suspecting he must have had something to do with her summons. Now, I will tell you this about Arianrod. She was not a youngish girl, but she was not an old woman. She had a worldly sense about her, and Moth sensed this, and perhaps suspecting that she was not a maiden, looked at her and said, "Well, are you a maiden?" And it was at this point that Arianrod knew what she was here for. And she smiled the smile that is actually more of a gritting of the teeth as she glared at Gwydion Ap Don, her lovely brother. And she looked at the king then and said, "I do not know, but that I am not." And then Moth, smiling the smile of one who had no idea what he had just heard, but pretending to know because he was king, thought about it and said, "My dear, I have a magic rod, and if you would be so kind as to step over the rod, we shall know the truth of the matter." And once again, Arianrod, daughter of Don, queen in her own right, did the gritty teeth smile at Gwydion, her loving brother. Then, smiling at Moth, she stepped over this magic rod of his. And as she did, she gave birth to a child, who immediately ran into the sea. And he was named Dylan of the Wave, for he swam as well as any seal or dolphin. And then as she fled the room in apparent embarrassment, she dropped a little something else about her that no one noticed. No one but Gwydion, son of Don, who very quietly picked it up and stuck it in his pocket and left the royal chamber. Walking quickly through the halls, he made his way to his own room, and there at the foot of his bed was a chest. And I suspect this chest was entirely unlike any chest that you might have or that I might have. For Gwydion Ap Don, as well as a poet, as well as a warrior, he was also a wizard. And this was the sort of chest a wizard might have. And he opened the chest, and from his pocket, he withdrew the secret little something that Arianrod had dropped, and he placed that into the chest, and he sealed it. And there it rested for 9 long months. And at the end of this time, he heard a thump, a bump, a muffled voice coming from the chest. Coming from the chest that had been closed for 9 months. He flung open the lid, and inside was a beautiful child. Not a baby, but a boy. And as Gwydion Ap Don looked at his face, he felt the pangs of love that only a father really feels for his own child. And then with joy, he scooped up this beautiful boy and went to Ariandrad to show her what she had birthed, what in fact he actually had also helped birth. And she looked at this child and said,
"How dare you bring before me this symbol of my embarrassment? I lay this Gwaharddiad upon him."
You know what a Gwaharddiad is, don't you? It's a Welsh version of a magical prohibition. Anyway, back to what she was saying.
"I lay this Gwaharddiad upon him, that he shall have no name, except one that I give him. And I assure you, I will not give that easily."
Well, Gwydion ap Don took this child away from her and held him close and thought about the future and possibilities of what was to come.
And that was Arthur Hines, A Births and Concealments from Tone of Mystery. And Deanne Nesbitt Jr. doing Angels of the Ice, a single from Canada, was what we started off with. This seems appropriate. Yes, it's supposed to get up to 20-some-odd degrees, but it's still going to feel like frostbite falls here. And we do need to tell you that there is a winter weather advisory starting at 4 p.m. in eastern Massachusetts. There will be snow, sleet, freezing rain, which will be going on until midnight, and the roads will deteriorate. So by all means, go out, get your errands done early today, and be back inside, because this is the inside season here in Massachusetts. It is also... Today is a President's Day. I must admit, I was old enough when we observed Lincoln's birthday on February 12th and Washington's birthday on February 22nd. Then they became combined into a President's Day, which doesn't observe the birthday of either president, but supposedly honors them, when in actual fact, this is the beginning of school vacation week here in Mass. So, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Sow early plants and protect them with a hot bed. Markham's English housewife of 1683 note, in February in the new of the moon, sow borage, coriander, marjoram, radish, rosemary, and sorrel. In other words, all the herbs that one would need for a kitchen and garden. And to make a hotbed for the raising of any tender plants or flowers, you must provide a warm place defended from all winds by a pail made of reed or straw about 6 feet high, within which you must raise a bed of about 2 or 3 foot high and 3 foot across of a new manure, treading it very hard down on the top level. Lay on this a fine rich mold or soil about 3 or 4 inches thick, and when the extreme heat of the bed is over, which you may perceive by thrusting in your finger, then plant your seeds. Then erect some forks. for an hour before and an hour after noon. That's from Warlidge's Systema Agriculturae of 1697. Now, Lent, the season of 40 days fasting before Easter, has already begun. We are going to have an early Easter this year. But as we know, Easter is a movable feast dependent on the phases of the moon and can range from February the 4th to March the 10th. And its name comes from the Anglo-Saxon Lengtine, meaning the time when the days lengthen. But in Scotland, it is fast turns, and its Gaelic and Welsh names also mean the fast. In Latin, more precisely, it is Carnis Privium, the time of abstinence from meat in memory of Christ's 40-day fast in the wilderness. So, yes, Carnival has come and gone, and thank heavens we're pagans, because Pantheacon was this past weekend, and boy, do I miss going out there. What can you say? It is one of the finest festivals. If you ever get a chance to go, by all means, go. It's the perfect festival for those of us of a certain age, because it takes place in a hotel in California. So, yes, you can even feel like walking from the satellite hotels. February the 18th, ravens are now nesting. One of the first British birds to nest should by now be hatching eggs. February the 19th, coltsfoot flowers now appearing in most years destroy molehills except in wet pasture land. These flowers, so-called because the shape of the leaves, coltsfoot is also called poor man's baccy and still used in herbal smoking mixtures. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry of 1573 note, get mole catcher cunningly, moles for to kill, and harrow and cast abroad every hill. If pasture by nature is given to be wet, then bear with the mole hills, though thick they be set. That lamb may sit on it, and so to sit dry, or else to lie by it, the warmer to lie. And as we mentioned, that's from Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573. And yes, moles, you don't want lots of mole hills for any livestock in any pasture, because you don't want broken legs. February the 20th, the sun enters the house of Pisces. The calendar of shepherds of 1604 notes, the man born under Pisces shall be a great goer, a fornicator, a mocker, and covetous. He will say one thing and do another. He shall trust in his sapience. He shall have good fortune. He will be a defender of widows and orphans. He shall be fearful on water. He shall soon pass all adversities and live 72 years after nature. The woman shall be delicious, familiar in jests, pleasant of courage, fervent, a great drinker. She shall have sickness of her eyes and be sorrowful by shame needlessly. Her husband will leave her, and she shall have much trouble with strangers. She shall travel much, have pain in her stomach, and live 77 years. Both man and woman shall live faithfully. And we might mention, for those listeners still with us, that Altan is at the Davis Square Theater in Somerville on February 20th, and I believe there are still some tickets available, but they are going fast. February the 21st, observe the feet, which are governed by Pisces, and be careful how you put on your shoes. And February February 22nd is all about pancakes and Mothering Sunday, and we will get to that next week. It is 9:35. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. While I was down in the cellar rooting around some things, I found an album that I really, really love. Sadly, I never got to see all three of these people perform together. They made one album, Tricky Pixie, who were Betsy Tinney and Suge Tucker and Alexander James Adams. And for some reason, even when Alexander James was rumored to appear, he somehow never quite made it. But nevertheless, it's a truly fine album. I urge you to seek it out, as it was advertised pagan music that doesn't suck. And we'll hear a couple of selections from it.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Live-limbed boys with secrets in your eyes, come and dance where you'll be understood. Dancing maid, leave your golden ball forgotten in the dark of the wood. Moon and moor and fire and fen, we hunt in the night for a song. Black hooves flashing as the flames fly high, you will know us well by the dawn. If you dare try the tune, sing along. Wiry gypsy boy, take my hand and you'll not be found come morning. Sham to splendor and back again where the boot black hooves are shining. Once and again around the leaping fire, there's a secret song for gold. Offer sweet mutton, I'm not sure. Gazelle is Taglio. Do we kiss like poets imagine they do, twixt the arms of the dusk and the dawn? By the green you shall know us, and by the black hooves swirling round with your heart in pavon. We are drawn to your leaping fire, and you feast your mind on our song. Splash in the leaping light, ere the rising of the sun, we are gone. One or two of your number, come along. Wiry gypsy boy, take my hand, and you'll not be found come morning. Sham to splendor and back again, where the boot black hooves are shining. Once and again. Sweet mutton, I'm not sure on. Better hope that you're dancing with Taglio. Better pray the gazelle is Taglio.
Last night Alec drummed like a demon. Fell with the light, he is nowhere to be found. The lass in green who caught our Alec's eye must have whisked him away without a sound. Where young Bess danced like a fairy fawn, not a trace, and you fear she is dead. Bold gazelle, wear the green just so, and will dance you right out of your head. Leave behind not a soul drop of red. Bringers of grace and tenders of fire, we dance to the beat of your drum. Fret ye not about the boot black boots in the corner of your eye. Oh, it must have been the rum just as well not to think of the feast that's to come, saving poor Taglio. With a hunger we come. Wiry gypsy boy, take my hand and you'll not be found come morning. Sham to splendor and back again where the boot black hooves are shining. Once and again on the leaping fire is a secret sample gold. Of a sweet mutton and not your hand. Better hope that you're dancing with Taglio. Better pray the gazelle is Taglio. Better hope that his name is Taglio.
creature of the wood, forsaken in my solitude. My song is pleasure and is pain. My song can drive a man insane. So come with me, my pipes are play, and we will dance till break of day. I shall be thy lover.
Queen.
That was Sharon Knight taking the vocal lead there in Pandemonium on Hunter from Dangerous Beauty. We hope to shortly have in our hot little hands the brand new album Portals, and once we do, we'll be playing that. Next up, we've got Ginger Ibex doing February Intro, and this is by way of letting you know that they are doing a free gig Sunday, February 28th, a starry, starry gathering of art and music from 1 to 5 p.m. at their studio in Arlington Center, which is 134 Medford Street, room 5, and features live music from Ginger Ibex, Leon Rich, Mel Fitzhugh, Jane Park, and Natalie Freed. And here's Ginger Ibex giving us a February intro. It is 9:57. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.